something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
We announced the winners of our two-faced contest. It's a hard one because you guys brought the thunder.
We have a whole new contest called the Reginianity Contest.
And Jeremy's top five mixtape jams. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
54 Jonathan Torrens.
Happy 40th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, bud.
Oh, that's right.
People have been sending, The Hip did a cover of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rio Statics did a cover of it.
Yeah.
I was thinking it would be funny if Stephen Page did a cover of it. Do you want to hear?
I would love that. Let's do it.
Let's send them some from the Chippewa down. Help the big leg take on, get you go. Lake it and send them back in some part when the skies of November turn to May. Loader in or 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed. That good ship and true was a boat to be true when the gales of November came alive.
Reimagined as an upbeat song.
You didn't do the November Remember line?
Yeah, where is that?
Just do that.
Do you know what one I like?
Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Was the gales of November, remember?
I love upbeat. It's like a novelty pop song now.
Oh, man.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake, the cold gets you good. Lake it is set, now back it's unburned when the skies of November turn gloomy. Loaded or 26,000
back in the bar.
Gerald went empty.
Concordy and Stephen.
Good ship and true was a bone to be true when the gales of November turn gloomy.
It turned into a duet. So it's like one line each. No, do a verse of Gord and Steven.
I don't know if I can do it.
Come on.
All right. Who starts?
Gord.
The wind and the wires made a tidal tale sound when the wave broke over the rail. And every man now has that captain dead too. Twas the witch of November comes sailing. The dog came down the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. An afternoon came, it was raising rain in the face of a hurricaneless wind.
I love how Steven feels it faster. And he's just not as in the pocket as Gordy.
Yeah.
It's just a little more amped.
All right, last one, you ready?
Yeah.
In a musty old hall in Detroit, they've created a maritime sailor's cathedral. The church bell chimes, it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That's ridiculous. Oh, man.
Lincoln is said never gives up her dead.
It's like bouncy lounge tune. You know, the tour's coming up. And
sure. A week.
I have said to you privately, in my dream fantasy scenario, Stephen Page comes to our show in Toronto. And we play Front Page Challenge.
Where we
get two buds on the stage facing the audience. Stephen and I take turns singing Bare Naked Ladies tunes behind him. And they have to guess which is Steven and which is me. Now, you brought up the good point, which is, why on earth would he want to do that? That's fair, but I also feel like he's enough of a bud.
He does like a good laugh.
Sure. Though, right? I think he's enough of a bud that if it ever got to him and he was in town, he might just come down.
I think you may have to reach out to him.
It's a tough question because if he misinterprets my sincere affection for mockery, then we're dead in the water like the Edmund Fitzgerald. It was almost like when on 22 Minutes when I did Gord as loving tribute and it was completely misinterpreted and saw as poking fun. Here's the truth. I don't really ever poke fun with the intention of hurting. Obviously, if I didn't know Corey Hart's music intricately, I wouldn't be able to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw him. Right? It's because I listened to it.
Unbelievable.
Same with Stephen Page.
We should try and do that, but let's turn to the Canadianity contest that was just ridiculous.
What the clam even happened?
We had probably, I don't know, like 200 or 300 entries that just poured in. We probably pissed a few people off with the fact that, just we kept retweeting. And
well, I noticed that we lost some followers, but it was so overwhelming and it was almost unfair to not retweet everybody.
You gotta give the credit because there was a lot of creative entries. I mean, I can't even, you and I were trying to pick at least like a top 10 and even that was difficult.
It's so hard. And there are different kind of subcategories. For example, there were some first responders. Like within minutes, a young woman sent in Celine Dion Phaneuf.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, contest over, she wins. And it was great. Over the course of the contest, there were probably 8 or 10 Celine Dion Phaneufs, all of them funny, all of them for different reasons. But it's funny how, like, there are different categories. There were, you know, probably half dozen Connor McDavid Suzukis, and that's a really funny combo. For some reason, Martin Short, maybe because Martin is a pretty common last name, there were a lot of, like, Russell Martin Shorts or Marty McDavid. Sorely short. Marty McShortly. And people just got crazy. What I kept waiting for, and it finally happened, was like so many of them were funny. Michael J. Onright and Jan Ardan O'Toole, for example. What I kept waiting for was someone to land a triple, like here's three names and three faces, or here's a thing and a face. And someone did that with K.D. Lang, which I thought was genius.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But it
Kim
just
Cattrall, had Waxman. There were some last minute ones that were killing.
Oh, I know.
Ellen Stephen Page.
So great. And just when we thought like, well, that's got to be that, then there would be whole other waves and people even sending messages saying, is the contest over? I have a couple that I'd love to send in. At a certain point, we just have to pull the chute. And suffice to say, we all won because of the creativity and geniusness of the submissions. It was so fun to watch.
Chris Neal Pert.
I know. Yeah, there were a couple with Chris Neal, and it's funny how iconic his face is and just the different choices you can make. Like if you have like Steve Knowlton Nash was like amazing.
That was insane. And that's the thing. Sometimes the Photoshop was just so funny that you know, you have to give credit to the actual artistry of it, not just the name.
Well, that's why it's so hard to judge because some of the names were so insane, like the blending of two people.
PJ Fresh Phil Esposito.
Amazing.
PJ Fresh Phil Esposito. Like that was ridiculous.
And so then there's the name, which is funny in and of itself. And then there's the image. And some of the images were amazing. And the names were names we'd seen before. But at a certain point, we just had to kind of pick some.
Michael Sarah McLaughlin.
I love that one. I love that one. And that's not even on our list here.
Robbie Robertson Davies.
So great.
Unreal.
So here's what we did. We picked the top, I was going to say top three. But we have a couple of special mentions, and we'll get some beer koozies to those folks.
For sure.
Again, impossible task. Thank you so much for participating to the degree that you did. We just had to pick some. And if you're
Tommy
not on this
Douglas
list.
Douglas Gilmore.
I know. It's no slight against you. So a couple of honorable mentions. Jan Ardan O'Toole by Brennan Dwyer. That was both disturbing and really clever blending of two names. That's an honorable mention. Lanny McDonald Sutherland by Matthew Garnett was awesome. That was a late entry. And it was also like nicely blended in black and whites and actually looked like a real face. Russell Martin Short by Maple Syrup Shots. Honorable mention as well, because it was a really funny picture and funny blending of two people.
Yeah, real, real solid.
So our top three for both photographs and clever names. Third place, Jimmy Blaze with Katie Lang. It was Kraft Dinner for her hair. That was just next level blending of a thing and a person. Katie Lang, congratulations, Jimmy. Jason Rees, Steve Knowlton Nash. Just the glasses on a basketball uniform.
Steve Knowlton Nash. I mean, when I saw that one, that looked like a real person.
Yeah, it did.
That was mind-blowing.
It was great. And number one, it seemed like this was the mic drop that people were waiting for, because a lot of people said, all right, it's done. Just give the guy the thing already. Michael Fredericks, Walk with Yansbridge, is fantastic.
You get a beer with Bods.
Hoping that you live somewhere close to one of our tour stops.
Hopefully you live at a tour stop. If not, then we'll hook you up. Maybe we can get him a hoodie.
Do you know what's funny, Jeremy? When I was working on the Jenny McCarthy show on VH1 a couple years ago, she did a lot of party games and stuff, and every week I pitched Two-Faced as a game, and every week it was like, I don't know, it's kind of lame. The game, like party game version, is you actually blend the two faces together, right? Elton John Oates or whatever, and you hold up the picture and people have to guess what the name is. It's kind of the reverse. And every week they're like, I don't know, not Jenny, but the folks at the network were like, I don't know, it seems really lame. This is proof that this game is on fire.
Yes. Yeah, you could have gone on for another 3 weeks. There was a few people that did Me and You together, which kind of scared me.
I know.
And the mashes of all of the, like the George St. Pierre, Elliot Trudeau.
Oh, it was classic. Awesome. That's another first responder. That was really early.
Yeah.
Celine Dion Phaneuf, obviously, really made me laugh for a lot of reasons.
Russell Peters, Mansbridge was also good.
Yeah, I know.
All the Lanny McDonalds. There's so many Lanny McDonalds.
Well, you folks should be so proud of yourself. Michael J. Who?
Michael J. Falk. It was just the seal face on Michael J.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. That would be Scott Restemeyer.
That's great.
Yeah, there would it just on
Michael
and on
J.
And
Onright
on.
Cracked me up too, because it was just a simple face in the hole technology of that iconic picture of Michael J. Fox with the vest from Back to the Future.
The Harlan William Lyon Mackenzie King was pretty funny too.
Yeah.
Because his face. Anne Murray McLaughlin, John Candy in the backbeat.
There were there were a lot of Anne Murray McLaughlins, and I enjoyed each of them. It's just a funny concept.
Yes. Unreal. So we are going to announce the next Canadianity contest.
Yeah.
We are going to be centering not on the across the country. We're going to Regina specifically just to full out the Canadianity. We want to find out exactly, I guess, the biggest bod in Regina.
It's our Reginianity contest. So we were just, when we were talking about what the contest would be, we both looked up famous Regina folks. There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Shirley Douglas, mother of Kiefer Sutherland. Jordan Eberle from the Oilers. Bozy is from Regina. Getzlaffs are from Regina. Steve Nash is from Regina.
Scott Hartnell.
Yep, Hartnell's from
Hartsey. Leslie Nielsen, not just hockey players, folks.
And, of course, Jason Plum from the Waltons.
The Waltons,
one of my favorite bands. So I guess the contest is take a picture of yourself. By the way, Tatiana Maslany of Orphan Black fame, also from Regina. My friend
Brock
Connie
Lesner.
Calder from Regina.
How about Brock Lesnar? People probably don't know that one.
So take a picture of yourself in Regina. Maybe it's in front of Scott Hartnell's childhood home. Maybe it's with Premier Brad Wall.
Maybe it's with Dick. Maybe it's with Dick Assman.
Yeah, the Gas Man, right?
Letterman guest. Yes.
Take a picture of yourself that encapsulates the most Reginianity in one frame you can imagine. We will determine the winner, and you and Abad will be our guests at the show. We'll buy you some beers, and we'll celebrate Canadianity together. The contest, again, hashtag Reginianity. Mm-hmm. R-E-G-I-N-I-A-N-I-T-Y, Reginianity.
Yes, that's cool.
There you go.
Canadianity contest number 4, right?
I feel like it's number 3, isn't it?
Is it number 3?
Yeah.
After this one, aren't we picking the number 3 winners right now with the two-faced, or is that the second?
Gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
This could be number 4, no?
What were the first two then?
The first one was, the first Canadianity contest would be just, what did we do first?
Don't remember.
I'm scrolling back.
Jerry Mercer won, remember?
Yes. So maybe it is a third. Sorry. Yeah.
But what did Jerry Mercer win for? He was in second place. What was that contest?
That was the contest with the costumes.
Yeah, of course.
He was in second.
Right.
Where
Yeah, so I think this is just the third, bud. The first one was Halloween.
Yeah, just the third. We're good.
Yeah.
Three times.
Reginianity is the contest. Good luck to you, Reginians. We're really excited. Today's Tuesday, and the tour starts next Tuesday in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know that the same night we're in Regina, Kevin Hart, the diminutive American comic, is in town?
Yeah, he's there. That's some stiff competition.
Yeah,
there,
it sure is. He's a big deal. And I would, I don't know, I put him on my I don't get it list.
He's the little big deal.
Yeah, he's a really big deal.
Because he's not very tall, is he?
No. So here's what we should do. Why don't we take a break on this 54, and then we'll come back and get into our top 5. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah. We got a good top 5 today. We're going to be doing the top 5 mixtape jams. That would be the top 5 songs that you would either be trying to impress a girl or your friends. And that's what we're going to go with. The top 5 mixtape jams right around the corner, Jonathan.
Hold your birds, buds. Come right back to you.
Fucking right, eh?
54, part 2. Here we go.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us.
I put together a little top 5. I know we've all, being from the 80s and 90s days when you would make mixtapes to impress your friends or a girl to try and make her like you.
Yeah.
Or whatever the situation. People used to use music to speak, and not as much anymore.
I loved it when you made a mixtape and it clipped the DJ's intro to the song in it. Maybe you never did because your taste in music is different, but I would pull mixtape tunes from like the top 7 at 7.
So they were the current hits.
Yeah.
Just
so you'd try to hit record as close as you could to the end of the DJ talking and before the vocal came in. So you'd hear Bill Jackson.
So you could hear your Platinum Blonde into Red Rider.
Yeah. So it's a mixtape. So
you ready to do this thing?
Yeah, I am.
Opening track here?
Yep.
Maybe it's the person that you like. You're trying to be cool.
Okay.
Not, you know, you're trying to impress them a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you like this stuff? Whoa, I didn't know you liked this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Did you ever pretend to have more sophisticated music taste than you did? It's probably something I did more.
I didn't pretend. I just did.
Right.
Because of my parents.
I probably pretended a bit.
Like, literally, because looking back, being a musician for a long time, the music that I was kind of brought up on was, for some reason, that maybe because my dad was a musician and my mom was kind of a music fan, but it was only like Dylan and the Beatles and Richie Havens and, you know, ridiculous classical Indian music like Ala Raka and just heavy-duty stuff. It was all just my, still to this day, I can't remember listening to like cheesy music. Well, to the point where in the 80s, like when hair bands and stuff started becoming popular, like, and my friends would put on Poison and stuff, I was just like, that's awful. I can't handle that stuff, because I'd already had this like entrenched feeling of like honest and, I don't know, genuine music, not party rock or not music that had brand connected to it, you know what I mean? Like, it was about the photos or how somebody looked. It was more about just the honesty of the melody and the lyrics and the music itself. So kudos to my parents for giving me a good basis.
Well, I blame my taste.
Snobbed me out, for sure.
I blame my taste on three older sisters and a mom and a dad who was a Ponzi Brit. Like, mm-hmm. My dad liked Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Classic.
My mom played Helen Reddy, Nana Mouskouri, and Barbara Streisand and Barry Gibb. My sisters liked Rex Smith and Leif Garrett. So it was, you take my breath away, on repeat 800 times a day. My mm-hmm. sister Jackie liked The Police. That was good.
The Police, yeah. That was a good one.
But, and I grew up in Michael Jackson and Duran Duran time. That was just my era. I didn't actually like Duran Duran much at the time. I've grown to like them in the years since. But that was the music of my time. I didn't have anyone playing stuff like from the 60s.
You didn't come home and there was Ravi Shankar just blasting out.
Hell no.
Or like John Coltrane.
No, there was Saturday Night Fever. And it's interesting now with my kids, because not only are they listening to pop, but they're going through a phase right now where they're listening to the Chipmunks versions of contemporary pop songs. So,
yeah, and I think having kids, for me, like, you kind of accept what makes you happy is okay. You know what I mean? I don't condemn it. I'm not a snob with my kids, that's for sure. If they like it at all, that's awesome. There's no, like, I don't make fun of people for listening to music anymore. Where I might have, you know, 15 years ago, I would judge people for throwing on music that I didn't dig.
What's the name of the, whip up up a dwack dork dweep a dazzle a day day bump?
Oh,
the band.
Sexy and I Know
It. Yeah. What are they called? LMFAO?
LMFAO, yeah.
So that the Party Rock is a song that I didn't love when it came out, but now hearing it 12 times a day in a Party Rockers on the House Tonight.
Well, that's the thing.
Everybody just have a good time.
I think party and music that's like in you know, designed to do that, I don't have as much of a problem with. I have more of a problem with like music that's trying to be serious and is just like cheesy because of that. Or if someone's trying to be all broody, or even if like somebody's trying to portray something and it's just, why? You know, like the bad versions of Radioheads and or like the new metal music that's just like heavy, but it's not really heavy. You know, like Disturbed or something like that, or Limp Bizkit compared to Slipknot, you know?
Well, I think generally in my life, I'm less judgy than I was in my 20s. Like, I would critique, I don't know, comedy or music when I was that age in a way that I don't now. Like, mm-hmm. Oh man, that's not funny. Why are they even bothering? Now, I think maybe I've softened a bit in my older age, but now I can at least say, hey, that's not for me. You know, Katy Perry is a great singer. It's not necessarily for me, but I can acknowledge that she's a great singer.
Exactly.
Same with Rihanna. She's a very gifted singer, and I totally mm-hmm. get why she's a superstar. Doesn't mean I have to have it on repeat.
Yeah, and if it's one of those things, like if your kid says, I like that, then you're like, fine. I'm not going to say anything. If you like it, I'm happy. If you're happy, I'm into it. my daughter wants to
on the house
hear channel. Fireworks, I can deal with it through her perspective, but don't come to me saying we gotta, you know, make a song that's like Katy Perry because it's popular. I'm not into that scene.
I know, but Diamonds by Rihanna makes me want to rip my shirt off and smear syrup on my chest.
Yeah, because that's like the anthem for rub and tugs.
What?
It's like a rub and tug anthem.
No.
Doesn't it seem like that
kind of music? Okay. I thought you knew that for a fact, right? Like you read it in the Globe.
No, well, I bet, probably, you know, like, businessman goes and undresses and shines
shine bright
on the table.
Like a diamond.
Diamonds comes on. He gets horny.
I'm holding out for the chipmunk version of it. Tomorrow, we're beautiful like diamonds.
I don't know
in
about
the
you,
sky.
But I was just wondering if I could get some body slides going.
Oh, dear. The Body Slides is a good name for a band. Speaking of which, let's get into our top five. This is the mixtape session.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this first one would be like, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's someone looking for a relationship or perhaps it's someone who's just trying to be, who's not popular, trying to become popular maybe.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. School setting?
School. Always kind of a feeling of, I'm feeling school in this one in a way.
Okay. So like lunchtime?
Yeah, lunchtime's always
okay.
Fun.
Okay, sitting in the hall?
Sitting in the hall with the boombox.
Okay, I'm your Holly sitting in the hall?
Box. Huh?
I'm Holly sitting in the hall?
You're Ollie?
Holly.
Holly?
Yeah.
Okay, you're Holly. And I'm Helder.
Helder?
Yeah,
okay.
Helder and Holly in the hall.
And you're trying to impress me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. You know what I have to do?
What?
Before this top five starts, I got to take a break and we got to switch phones or else this is going to be beeping and bugging everybody.
What?
Okay.
We'll take a break on 54. On. Stay tuned to the top five coming out right up.
And you know what I'm saying? The question is, have you ever killed a man?
And we're back. Sorry about the little hiccup there, bud.
No problem, bud. It's real life.
Holly and Helder in the hallway at the boombox.
Hey, can you
Helder's
hear the difference?
Got a jam.
I came downstairs to my little studio.
Perfect.
Because Carol and Indigo are going to be home soon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to do today?
Party, Mud.
Are you?
Probably going to listen to the Chipmunks and drive the Polaris Ranger around the field.
Nice. And Indigo's not in school yet, right?
She's in preschool.
Preschool, so she does a half day.
Yeah, she's going to be four this week.
Yeah, okay. So kindergarten starts in September 4?
Yeah.
Nice.
One of the reasons I wanted to start the tour next week is because both my girls' birthdays are this week. And
yeah.
As I've said before, you know how much time it takes to get ready for birthdays around here?
I know, and then not to mention the things that have to go by the wayside because it's someone's birthday.
Well, plus I'm still kind of picking up the rubble from after my birthday.
Hey, what's going on with that mailbox?
I keep meaning to catch the eye of the people flipping the house across the street so I can say, by the way, I just didn't want to dig a hole. Because someone pointed out, you could have just dug a hole and lowered it where it was.
Yeah.
So I want to say to the people, I didn't want to dig a hole on your property. I assume you're not getting mail as long as you're flipping it. But it's up to you guys. I know how douchey what I did looks.
What did the mail person say?
She laughed really
she
hard.
She thought it was funny.
Yeah, she thought it was funny. All right, Holly and Helder.
Hey, Holly, you want to hear my new jam? I got a nice song. You might like it.
I guess so.
Maybe we can hang out afterwards. You know this one? It's Alan Parsons.
Behind the Times much? I've had that
what?
Song on my Walkman for like 3 weeks.
It's kind of like it's serious, though. It's kind of... It's more serious than like most music. I just like sometimes I think about it at night. This song,
uncomfortable
night.
Much?
I'm starting to become uncomfortable. It's probably stupid.
You probably don't even know that Alan Parsons is working on a whole new project. This is like the old project that he's finished now.
Maybe the next song I pick is I'm an Idiot. Hey? Hey, Holly?
There's no song called I'm an Idiot. Misinformed much?
I just still like it, though. I was just... Forget it, then.
Helder, I don't understand what your problem
is. Actually, you know what? Forget you. I want to hear this.
Is that your name, or is that like a typo?
Well, it's Portuguese, Holly.
Portuguese for what?
Just never gonna happen? You're not coming over to taste my mom's delicious spaghetti.
Yeah, whatever.
Wish you'd had it, too. It's so good. It's not that much sauce on it. Looks, tastes like there's way more than there is.
Hey, Helder, if, as the song suggests, you can read my mind, what is my mind saying right now?
It's probably saying I don't want to be here because you're looking at me like that. So
that's
just
right.
Forget it.
Oh, good for you. Guess who just got an A in Keen Grasp of the Obvious class?
Well, you know what? At least I know that we shouldn't be talking anymore. That's all I care
about. I was named after Buddy Holly, so I don't think some music by some one-hit wonder Brit is really going to win me over.
You don't even have the chunky glasses. If you're going to be called a Holly, there's like the closest thing is that you maybe if you had a song, it'd be 2 minutes because that's all you'd think of.
Ew, Helder, did you even know it's National Go Away Month? Why don't you start celebrating it right now?
Man, that song Peggy Sue? That's what you are. Peggy Sue.
That doesn't even
he doesn't
oh
like
God,
her, I
so
don't think,
stupid.
In that song.
Oh my God, it's so stupid.
Isn't that song about, like, leaving?
I think that song is about what happens when you get out of my face.
That's enough.
Holly and Helder is not going to happen. Although, in typical junior high fashion, does she maybe really like him? And that's just how she expresses it.
Yeah, and she was disappointed. She was hoping it would be something cooler.
Yep. I don't know. She's a B.
She is, right?
Yeah, she's a B.
I mean, that's not a bad jam.
No, it's a great jam. That's on my iPod.
It is?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Why do you say it like that?
We should keep playing that for always for the top five.
Eye in the Sky, are you tired? Are you surprised that that's on my iPod?
How many gigs is your iPod, by the way? Like 60?
Yeah.
Like you have every song from 1980 to 90.
Yeah.
You probably have this one. I don't think you do. Do you have any Chicago on your iPod?
Yes.
Oh, you do,
Peter
eh?
Cetera or After?
Probably both, right?
Yeah.
You have Hard to Say I'm Sorry by Chicago?
Of course.
Oh my God!
You're
loaded up. You got like the full on the Kardashian sized iPod with all the trimmings in terms
of
space.
It's alien sized.
Is it on your phone too, or just the iPod?
Well, wait a minute. I guess I mean on my phone.
Oh, it's all of this is on your phone. Is it a 32 gig or something?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I have a 16 gig and it like filled up in like a month, my phone.
Do you know what I hear when you talk about gigs and when the people at Bell talk about how much space I have on my phone? This is what I hear. Boo!
Well,
I just hear tone.
The only reason I know about gig is when it's like your phone is full. And my phone got full like because I take a lot of photos.
Well, I do too, but I know when I travel in the United States, I buy a certain number of things. Like, tell me how many Googles I get. If I pay $30 to have a U.S. package, how many Googles is that? Don't tell me how many KBs, because I don't even know what that is.
Well, I'll
tell
you
unlimited texts, I understand that terminology.
I can't even get music on my phone because there's no room. Like, I have that stupid fucking U2 album still on my phone. I can't get rid of it.
Why does that come on when I'm on my bike?
That you have that new U2 album too?
Yeah, well,
that
I
want off. How
I
do
think
you get
everybody
that
gets
fucking
it free.
Shit off.
I
hate
think it
that.
Was pro bono.
Yeah, and you know what really bugs me about iTunes is that the little picture of music is Bono singing. Why does that have to be that way?
Right.
It's why has it got to be little Bono face? Can we get past that? I take Drake at this point.
Right. Aubrey Graham. What was the Two-Face that someone just sent?
Aubrey Graham
Bell.
Let me refresh my
Aubrey Xander Graham Bell.
No, it was where is it? Hang on. Fresh notifications.
Standing from the bottom, now we're here.
Where is it?
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team's here.
Whole team's here.
Started from the bottom if I want. Started from the bottom, just come if I want, cause I gotta go to get a home.
There you go, it turns into a Drake version of Corey Hart. I'll call you up, tell me if I'm running from here.
Tell me when you're home, I'll call you up. I will call your house and you'll pick it every Monday, and then I'll call you Tuesdays too.
Hang on, where is it?
Aubrey Graham Bell.
Is that it? You found it?
No, I'm just guessing. Oh,
that's your own version?
Yeah.
Where is it? I can't find it, but it was Aubrey something.
Oh, Nana, anyway. What's my name? Oh, Nana, did I win?
Okay, number four.
Let's get to the next jam.
Yeah.
This is definitely for a girl.
Okay.
So, This is trying to, well, this is a girl, but it's like, well, you know, kind of like, it's love's new to this person. They want to connect, but they don't really get it.
Okay.
Perhaps they're even alone and they're talking about their friend that they want to get into things, but they don't know how to start.
Okay, so is this a girl who's listening to the song, and I could be the mom?
I could be two fellas that just can't wheel.
Right?
Right?
Okay. All right, two dudes in the basement.
Yeah, the dudes in the basement.
Or like they're lifting weights and listening to music and talking about girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, who are you?
Gosh.
I'll be Rick.
Okay. I'll be Kelty.
Kelpie?
I said like, Kelty.
Kelpie, like Kelpie G from sure. SpongeBob?
Kelpie.
Kenny G?
Yeah, Kelpie.
Kelpie is great. Okay. One of the best SpongeBob episodes ever.
And what is your name?
Rick.
Rick. Rick and Kelpie. All right.
Yeah.
So who likes the girl, Rick?
Rick likes any girl, but okay. Can't meet a girl.
All right.
Hey, Kelpie. Kelpie?
Yeah, Rick, what is it, bud?
I was, like, I'm getting sick of, like, going to the mall and, like, just, like, seeing everybody together except us. I went, like, there's this girl that works at Orange Julius who's, like, super hot, but, like, I looked at her and she like got mad almost without even saying anything.
So what did you do?
I just kind of walked away. It's like I just like kind of was gonna get a. I was actually gonna get my Julius on, and she's like, she kind of looked at me like, "Don't come here." So like I had to go to like Manchu Walk instead.
Guy,
Sparrow.
That's the difference between us. The go away look and the come here look are the same. It's just how you perceive it, bud.
Like,
you're just not reading it right.
There's another girl that works at Muffins, and she's pretty good too. But like, she totally, I don't know. Like, I can't figure it out. Like, I really don't. Like, I kind of want to know what love is, but I someone's got to kind of show me or something.
You know what you have to do? You have to go back to the mall. You handwrite half a dozen, want to go out with me? Here's my phone number. Tape a quarter to each one so they can go right to the payphone and call you up. Call you up.
That, like, hurts to even think about.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You need to build up a Teflon soul so nothing sticks, bud. If you ask out 1,000 girls, one of them's going to say yes. You think I always knew what love was? No. I had to get someone to show me.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you're talking like that, but I haven't seen you with anybody.
Well, do you want to feel?
You don't know.
Do you want to feel what love is or no?
I'm talking about me, but I'm also kind of talking about us, too, because I don't think you... Like, I've never seen you with anybody either. Like, I don't
want to
fight.
Yeah, that's because I don't feel a need to parade it around in front of you and rub it in. I just don't want you to feel bad about it.
Like, you work at Big Steel Man and everything, but you don't have... Like, you have money, but you don't have a girl.
Yeah, it says you. My cousin has a friend who looks like Farrah Fawcett, and we totally hooked up last summer.
Yeah, but...
And we're like pen pals on snail mail.
Well, there's a... Like, I'm gonna try and talk to that girl at the kiosk by across from La Chateau.
Can I give you a piece of advice, friend to friend?
What?
The relationship that you need to be in, most importantly, is with yourself. Because until you think you're worth somebody... You're gonna get nobody.
You sure know a lot, but it's more talk than anything. Like, you could maybe be a shrink or something, making money, telling people that you think you know what they're thinking, but nothing really. Just getting paid.
Okay, name a girl at our school.
Tamara.
Hatter.
Tamara.
No, today, name a girl at our school.
You could never talk to Tamara. I bet.
I'll talk to her tomorrow.
Good luck.
I'm not even scared. That's the thing. What's the worst thing that could happen? She says no?
She says no, and then she makes fun of both of us for like a week and tells all her friends.
Name a girl at school that you like.
I kind of like that. Kind of like that Brianna and Ashley girl.
Bri Ashley? No, name someone in your league. She's hotter than a cobra's taint.
You said like. What about Petra?
Petra. Petra Canada? Never gonna happen.
Come on.
Never gonna happen.
Why do you keep... Why even ask? Why even tell me, like, say, hey, like, pick a girl, and then shooting me down? Like, I'm not even gonna ask. Now I don't even want to tell you anything.
Do you know who's in your category? Like Lori Ann or like Tanya.
Oh, yeah. Lori Ann. The girl that, like, totally, like, anybody, like, the one that has the thing, the issue. That
well,
one.
You gotta start big.
Oh, God.
Kelpie. Kelpie's
a dick.
He's a bit of a jerk, yeah. Kelpie.
Kelpie knows everything.
What time are Kelpie and Tanya coming for dinner? Nightmare scenarios.
Okay, how about this one? This is a situation that is... it's a girl that doesn't even know him, really. But, like, he's like, she's going away, but he's all upset like they had something, but they didn't. She's like, what? And he's like, what do you... He's like, I got this for you.
Oh, no.
All right.
He overshot the landing on the social runway.
Yeah.
Thought something was there that is not.
You're good at being that girl.
So I am...
That's your go-to as a girl anyway.
It's kind of my default. Like, get out of here. Oh, my God, you're so stupid. Oh, my God, you're so stupid.
So you have to come up with where you're going and the fact that you're leaving.
Okay.
And I'm like, I got this for you.
Okay.
And I'll be, I'm going to be, who are you?
Marie-José Bilodeau.
Okay. And
your name's Howard.
Howard?
Yeah.
Okay, you're French for sure.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm Howard, but Howard to my friends. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Marie?
It's Marie-José. It's a hyphen.
Marie-José, I had such a great time with you this year at school. I just wanted to say that, like, I'm, like, you're going away, and I really just thought we were just starting to get to know each other a little bit.
You signed on yearbook, le?
Yeah, could you put your number on there, too, for your new place?
And just forward.
Because, girl, I'm going to miss you.
Oh, God, yes. j'étais un boyfriend à college, là. Mais je vais signer ton yearbook.
This song kind of explains it all. Like, just quiet for a second. You took my breath away, Marie-Josée.
Marie-Josée. Pour un boyfriend à college, elle était écrite à Millie's Vanilli. On va voir Millie's Vanilli cette été.
I'm gonna miss you. Gonna miss you, Marie-Josée.
Howard, je crois que tu es confus. I think you are confused.
Like, this part's like a girl saying she's gonna miss me back. You gonna miss me back?
Howard, quand est-ce que tu retournes à Kingston?
Are you gonna miss me back?
C'est une tragédie pour moi de voir que c'est fini avec toi, Howard. Ça n'a jamais commencé. It never started.
I know I don't have a full beard like your boyfriend, but it's just like, I'm like, you don't even know like how much I care about you, Marie-Josée.
It's Josée. Howard, can you please turn off the Millie's Vanilli? There is some things I need to say to you.
Did you hear that part? It's like a honeybee. You took the best of me. Now I can't erase those memories. Like,
je suis allergic à honey, Howard.
You left a scar that's hard to heal there, Marie-Josée.
Get a band's aid. Howard, let me tell you something. I have a scholarship to Université à Moncton. Je vais jamais retourner. I will never be back to this small town.
Your voice, it's just the way you talk. It's just so sultry. And I know, like, I don't even know what you're saying, but I know it means so much.
Howard, I am leaving Sherbrooke. I will never return here and work at Popular Girl like my mom and aunt. Je vais partir d'ici pour toujours.
I just want you to know that Subway will never be the same, Marie-Josée.
Bon, Howard, the coward, là.
Have this bag of sun chips. I signed the back of it and wrote something for you.
Je veux pas un sac de sun chip, Howard.
I even stole, like, extra chocolate chip cookies for you, too.
Howard, s'il vous plaît, partir de mon visage. Get out of my face.
I'll never forget the day we met, Marie-Josée.
Oh, c'est quoi ça? C'est un flugelhorn?
I can do this solo. I'm gonna play this for you and send it to you. It's sax, but it's not real. It's keyboard.
Howard, we will never have sax.
What?
Au revoir, Howard. À plus tard, là. I am leaving.
Oh, that hurts, Marie's.
Marie-Josée. Tu sais jamais mon nom. You don't even know my names.
That's the whole point, it's just I feel everything, I don't know it.
Howard, the only tragedy is that you're still standing here.
Oh man, what a crash and burner, eh?
Man, your dudes are striking out with my ladies. Brutal.
I think the only guy that got lucky was the one at the campsite.
Oh my gosh. Hey, let's take a break on this TNT 54 and we'll be back to finish up the top five. Sound good?
Yeah.
Hold on, bot.
Where's my beer chair?
About to finish this top five here, and I just wanted to know, is that Millie Vanilli jam on your iPod?
I have a Millie Vanilli jam on my iPod. Standby. I don't think it's that one. I think it's Girl, You Know It's True. You know what songs I can stand behind?
If that came on when you're... Is that for jogging or riding your bike?
Milli Vanilli, Stand By. I have Blame It On The Rain.
Oh, Blame It On The Rain. Is it like a hits from the 90s album or something? A
compilation? Don't you know for a fact that somebody who works with a woman named Lorraine, when she does something wrong, he sings Blame It On Lorraine? That's the kind of office environment I want to work in.
Nice.
Maybe that's me if I worked at an office. Do you know, of a similar time and kind of a similar ilk, remember Terrence Trent D'Arby?
Oh, yeah.
Wishing Well? Yeah. That was a jam.
That's a great jam.
And so was...
He was huge.
Name across my heart.
Remember how popular he was and then just disappeared?
The Sign Your Name was a crazy jam because it had all that weird time stuff.
Yeah.
And like weird key shifts. We started out as friends. He could sing it.
He was crazy talented, and then he disappeared after the second album. Well, I guess he's one of those guys that was apparently hard to deal with and kind of was really full of himself. And
he also... Didn't he say he had intimate relations an average of 7 times a day and he didn't bathe very often?
No, that's Lenny Kravitz.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like Terrence Trent D'Arby bragged about how much he had intimate relations and also that he didn't bathe.
Yeah, I didn't know the didn't bathe part, but I know that Lenny Kravitz doesn't bathe.
Why?
I don't know.
Slowly we make love.
Is it got something to do with, like, I know some people don't put on deodorant antiperspirant because they think that it might give you Alzheimer's, the aluminum.
Really?
Yeah, someone would say, I had a cheap joke that was, it's like, how did it go? Oh, someone says, how come you don't wear antiperspirant? And the guy says, because I want to remember why I'm putting it on later when I'm older.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go, a cheapy but a goodie.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this bit is, this is number two.
Okay.
And this is an Australian guy. I'll be the Australian guy.
Okay.
Who's, trying to, perhaps, I don't know, impress his friends or wheel somebody. What do you think?
Okay. Is it a pump up jam?
It's more of like, this is music that he likes.
Okay.
Because he's from Australia.
Okay.
And he likes you. I like you.
Oh,
I like
you. I'm a girl again?
Yeah, I like you.
And am I from Australia too? Could it take place in Australia?
No, you're not. Just me. And I like you. I like you, mate.
Okay. Okay, my name's Peter. Shannon. You're Peter?
I'm Peter.
I'm Shannon.
Hoi, I'm Peter.
No, actually, I should give you a name that ends in A. Like,
no, I like you.
Andrea.
I'm Andrea. Can I come over to sleep in my bed?
I'm Andrea, so you can call me Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I like you, Andrea. You come over. Come over to my house. Cook you some dinner. Maybe come over and sleep in the beds.
Do they not have the letter R in Australia? What's happening right now?
Just come over. Tell you, you can tell I like you, can't you? Can you see I like you?
Just as long as you don't call me a Sheila.
Ah, get over here. Come here. Give us a hug there.
What is happening right now? I don't understand why you sound so angry all the time, and I will never be in your bed, whether it's burning or otherwise.
Here, have this lager.
I don't drink, thank you.
You like TV?
No, I like personal space.
Sit on the bed.
Okay, but just
some salad.
Just for 1 minute.
Some shrimp on there. Some kale on the salad. Do you like that? You like it?
No, I just had a McDLT. Thank you.
You can take off your shirt. If
feel free to get some air. You want some air?
Not in
I
that
give you some air. I got,
particular part of my body.
You mind if I take my shirt off? See any muscles? What do you think of these? What do you think of these muscles? Peter's got some muscles, eh? Come lie on the bed.
Can I tell you something? I will never, ever look at any part of you down under, if you know what I mean.
Just like all aggressive.
So persuasive and aggressive.
Chasing her around the house.
There is also, this is a generalization, but there is also a volume generally about our Australian friends that gives everything some urgency, doesn't it?
It does.
Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Have you been
How
watching?
How do you sleep when you're so awake?
Have you been watching Dancing with the Stars and Bindi Irwin, Steve Irwin's daughter? No.
Is she on it?
Yeah. She's not a
How's
kid
she
anymore.
Doing?
I don't know. I don't watch the show, but I know that she's on the cover of all the glossy trash magazines that I read when I'm in line at the Shoppers.
That's funny stuff. Okay, now we're down to our number one jam here.
Okay.
And this is Mr. One guy trying to cool it or thinking it's over. How about that?
Okay.
So he's got the mixtape and he's giving it to her to question the relationship.
Okay. Can he be her volleyball coach?
Sure.
He's I just have volleyball on the coach. Brain. Yeah, I don't even know why.
Okay.
Or what if he thought they were in a relationship and she's not feeling it?
They are, but she's not feeling it.
Okay.
He thought they were?
Yeah. Yeah, like what if he totally misread the situation and he thinks they're breaking up and she thinks they were never together?
And he's like 20 years older.
Yeah.
So this jam is like his jam, and she's like feels like she wants to throw up because she doesn't even know it and kind of barely remembers that as classic rock.
Yeah.
Perfect.
My name's Vanessa.
Vanessa?
Yeah.
I'm Eric.
Okay. Eric, I'm but it coach. Should be Mr. something too.
Oh yeah, Miss
Mr. Roboto.
Yeah. Mr. Rabata.
Okay.
Okay. Eric Rabata.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'll come to you.
All right. Go ahead.
Excuse me? Mr. Rabata?
Oh, hi, Vanessa. Great to see you again. I got something for you. I want to play this song.
Sorry, I just wanted to see if you had any advice for my bumps, because I know the last couple of games I've been bumping the ball out of bounds, and my volleys are really good, and my spikes are okay, but my bumps are off.
Vanessa, your bumps. Let's just talk about your bumps. They're perfect. Your bumps have always been perfect. You're all set.
I don't understand.
Come sit down.
Okay.
Come sit down, Vanessa.
Okay.
Song. Just been wondering why you've just been a little bit kind of distant. You know,
I guess because volleyball season's winding down and it's exams and everything, Mr. Roboto. And
it's been kind of weird. Like, I went, like, you didn't really come to A&W like you usually do, and I just figured, well, hey, I got you a junior chicken or whatever, this chubby chicken, and you don't want it this time. But, like, you've been enjoying it, like, enjoying time with me for, I don't know, like, months. Anyway, I got this song.
I think... Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Like, if this is it, tell me, because... I could probably move on, but I like you, though, Vanessa.
Domo arigato, Mr. Robata, first of all. Very super flattered. And I know, like, you're only 20 and I'm 18, so there's not even that much of an age difference. So this doesn't sound creepy. But you're still a teacher and coach, and I'm still, like, a player on your team. Actually, and I think
I'm actually 42, Vanessa.
Okay.
But whatever, like, it doesn't matter. This is kind of beyond age. And you know it as much as I do, but remember when we had that bonfire on the beach?
The team, yeah, the potluck that we all had, yeah.
Like, we sat on the log, and you sat beside me, and
and there were 15 other people. Oh, dear.
We talked about your bumps, and I saw the bumps.
Mr. Robata, this is very inappropriate, sir.
Your hair is perfect. I just was, like, I learned how to juggle and everything to show you.
Oh dear.
Remember that?
It's funny, I blocked it out.
And I even, like, I don't know if you noticed, but I started wearing makeup. Did you see that? Like eyeliner? Because that's...
Guyliner?
You like that Green Day guy.
Maggie tried to tell me that she thought you might have been a little sweet on me, but I really gave you the benefit of the doubt, and I don't know what to say.
I can be more like that stupid idiot from Green Day, but I just don't care. Like, I'm more of a beach guy, you know, not like wearing eyeliner and telling my dad to fuck off.
How old is your dad?
Kind of like my dad. He died 20 years ago.
Oh my god.
Because of old age in his sleep.
Can I tell you something? My grandmother listens to this band, and she has been looking to meet someone ever since Grandpa passed away. Maybe I could introduce you to.
Do you want to, like, try this cocaine, Vanessa, with me?
No.
Maybe you'll like me more?
Mr. Robata is way offside.
You're just cut up a line with me here. Come on.
There are so many reasons why I don't want Mr. Robata in my life.
Just try it.
Mr. Robata is in a bad way.
Doing rails in front of her.
He's completely offside.
Oh, he's just, that's all. He lives offside.
Wow. Mr. Robata made me really uncomfortable.
I'm kidding, eh?
Especially talking about Vanessa's bumps.
Mr. Robata's got Gion on speed dial.
Sheesh. Holy cow.
Still his only friend. He climbs in the window at his mom's in Thornhill, Gion's place.
Dear. A completely weird lateral transition, but how do you think he spends his days right now?
Hopefully sitting in that basement solitary, but who knows?
Like, really, what would you do?
Well, I can't. If I were him and I had the idea, I'd knock myself in the head with a hammer.
Right. Well, I guess the whole point is you wouldn't be in that situation anyway.
Yeah. So I can't really take that perspective after being the guy being such a greaseball. Anywho.
Good top five. Those were great mixtape jams.
Hey, there's another late tweet. Someone's doing a late push for Steve Knowlton Nash.
Another one? Or pushing for the same one.
Of that one. I don't know if it's Jason Rees. Did he originally come up with that one?
Yes.
He's just throwing it out there again because he knows how good it is.
And he's doing a victory lap.
Yes, without even knowing he's in the top three.
He doesn't even know it because it's being recorded right now. Love that. Yeah. Late
push. Just in case you guys forgot, this is one of the most badass Two-Face ever.
I also love how much people dig Jer, Baron, Colleen in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that it never really got off the ground. We never really got to do it.
I know. Maybe let's take a break and we'll do a tiny bit of Jer Bear and Colleen in the morning to wrap her up when we come back. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Hold your birds.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
Tomorrow it's Wet Nose Wednesday, and I'll be at the Snuggle of First and Shelter from 12 to 2. So come on down. Make sure you get a chance to see all the adorable wet nose critters looking for new homes.
Or you could come and see me at the car wash. I'm going to be at the car wash tomorrow from 10 till 12. I don't know
if you
want to.
Well, here's what you do. If you get fur on your car, then you can go get it washed afterwards if you like. But we'll be giving out some scones, cranberry muffins, and juice to the first three people that come. I'm so looking forward to doing remotes. I love doing remotes by myself for 106.5 The Light. Because I
Hey,
can,
Colleen, are you going to be giving away some whatev salad there? We're going to be rocking at the car wash. You come on down there. You come take your shirt off if you want. But actually, you don't need to because nobody needs to see Colleen with her shirt off.
Oh, that's mature, Hair Bear. Maybe you should be doing a remote from a waxing place. See if you
so
can get
glad
some of that
I can't hear you right now.
Taken care of.
I'm busy rocking out on The Light. 106.5 The Light.
Guns Something and noses. Guns and
Colleen
wet noses.
Doesn't know much about. You have a week off coming up? Maybe go on vacation, Colleen? Maybe take a trip?
Oh, could use some, believe you me.
Someone
in
else.
My mind,
anyway.
I'd rather be anywhere but here. I'm going to tell you something. I would listen to Jer Bear and Colleen every single morning because it's fascinating. You also don't know the origin of the hate. They just hate each other.
Yeah, for sure. Like to the point where he's like making fun of her appearance. That's awful.
Just the way you came in hot, interrupting some Guns N' Roses was brutal. Like, I felt bad for myself. Oh my gosh.
Come to the car wash. No specifics. Just come there. Don't go where she is.
Awful. If you're the program director at that station, though, I bet Jer Bear and Colleen are paying big dividends because people tune in just to see how they're going to diss each other.
This is morning radio, Colleen. You should think about wearing some makeup once in a while, though.
It's radio, dummy. Not even hidden. Just overt hatred. Hey, good chatting, bud.
Yeah.
54 is in the bank.
Oh, good times. Always
and,
good times.
For folks asking, the live shows will be live pod episodes. So we'll be able
unless
to bank
they're horrible.
A lot. Unless they're horrible, in which case we'll chuck them.
Yeah, for sure. We're planning on having a gold one every night, and we're going to just bank them.
You're
we're
not
gonna
kidding.
We're just going to give a little deluge on the iTunes. We might even do a couple a week.
Yeah. Or
all depending on our board.
Or maybe we wait till the very end and make a best of the live shows.
Possibly.
You never know.
We'll see.
Have a good week, bot.
You too.
And I'll see you in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Don't forget the Reginianity contest. Looking forward to seeing your pictures. Reginianity.
Yes.
And congratulations to our winner. Jeremy will be in touch with you all.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Take care, bot. Boom gong gang go ding gong ju bo ba do da doom bam bam ti ka doom da.